For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill as we track down our area FFA chapters and, yeah, look back at the state FFA convention. Sammy Schneider joining us. She is president with the Albany FFA. And, Sammy, we're coming off state convention. Is it hard to believe it's your last state convention?
Definitely hard to believe, Joe. It's been a few years that we've been going now, and to realize that this is just going all, it's been 4 years of FFA, and now we're done and we're moving on to something new is a bit of a shock.
When you look at yourself when you first entered the FFA to today, I bet you can see some changes in who you were 4 years ago.
Definitely. When I started 4 years ago, I was that quiet kid that sat in the back and didn't really do a whole lot. And now I like to get up in front with everybody else and jump right in.
Mm-hmm. Sammy, look at convention this year. What were some of the highlights for you and your fellow members?
Competing for crops was one of my biggest highlights, but other than that, I love getting out there and meeting new people and seeing some of the old friends that you make throughout the year with FFA.
When you say crops, what are you guys all doing? Is it purely identification or what's all involved?
So there's three main parts. There's identification, there's a pesticide and fertilizer test, and then there's a management test. And along with the management test, we also have to do grain grading, which is what they do when they actually bring crops in to weigh them and everything. We go through that whole process. We grade whatever crop is given to us, whether it be wheat, barley, soybeans, whatever it is, we'll grade it. And then we have our management test, which is on two crops. This year it was on corn and oats. In the past we've had soybean, alfalfa. They switch off every year. For ID, we have 123 different plants, diseases, and insects that we have to identify. But out of like our 123 options, they give us 75 to identify at competition.
So, Sammy, how in the world do you prepare for a test like that or a competition?
Lots of studying. We go through the ID most of all. There's six of us on the team, so every Wednesday morning at 7:30, we're in the ag room practicing. Our main part, as I said, is the identification. We go over that most weeks. And when we aren't going over that, we'll run over old tests. We'll make flashcards with them, just go over answers, see if we can figure it out.
Sammy, you did mention, too, convention, a chance to meet other people. Have you had a chance to develop friendships throughout the years with other folks, not just from Albany School?
Yep. So going to camp, going to state, we meet a whole bunch of different people. I'm friends with people from down like Buffalo Lake, Wilmer. Some of my best friends are from Minnewaska, other areas like that. You meet them at convention, and then you just kind of keep in touch with them.
So, Sammy, what's next after high school? You're counting down the days off to college, or what's next in your career here?
Yep, I'm heading out to NDSU in about 4 months, going for agriculture education.
So, obviously, Mr. Litchie and those folks left a impression on you, correct?
Pretty big influence, yeah, I'd say.
Well, neat deal. Well, Sammy Schneider, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on another successful year, and good luck as you move ahead into college, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Sammy Schneider joining us here on Chasm Radio as we recap the state FFA convention here on AM 1150 and check in with the Albany FFA chapter.